The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throw On Your Questions, episode 362. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, 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 yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brian Majoma.
Okay, I actually did have a joke about my card, but I just looked at my temperatures, and apparently my CPU is pulling 2,749 watts of power.
What?
Exactly. Something's gone wrong here.
Brian, that don't sound good, bro.
Is that the new card?
PC got a
fever. I'm going back in time.
Yeah, that's crazy. By the way, Manny, you were muted during that time, during the intro, so you're good.
I know.
All right, man. We don't know what the hell's going on with Chris or Brett, so if they show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, by the way, you guys go ahead, Manny.
They could be dealing with, after Thanksgiving itis, man.
Yeah, dude, I've been doing that itis thing for 3 days now, man. Every night, I'm like, this is so much food. It's crazy, you know? By the way, I'm pretty sure, some of the real loyal viewers and listeners are like, yo, these motherfuckers been on time lately. What's going on? It's because of work, man. I got to get up early every morning. So it's like, yo, snap to at 10:30, motherfuckers. Let's go.
He's like, motherfuckers, I got work to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but I've been heavily on that Black Friday / Cyber Monday beat. I've never done this for any site before, so this shit's crazy. But at the same time, just keeping it real, not as crazy as it would be, because Tom's Guide is a well-oiled machine, man. Everybody knows their place. It's great, you know? And we're the top site on Future, you know. Now Future is the entity that owns all of us, like Tech Radar and PC Gamer and all that. So we're doing very, very well, shout out to my crew, All right, with that, and this time I'm ready with the Chirons, baby. You already know. But the question is, are the Chirons ready for me?
Oh.
No, they're not. See, I knew it, man. It's going to be this motherfucker. Because I get them right in the middle, right? And then they fuck up. But I knew that was going to happen. All right, man. Let's get into the first question here from Mr. Mob Hits. I don't know if he's in the chat right now. Hopefully he is. Or he will. Because he started joining us lately live, which is pretty cool, One of the residents of the Discord, which you should all join. It's fun times in there. All right. Anyway, first question. It looks like the top console for purchase this holiday season was the Series S because of its availability. This is true. Series S has been doing very, very well. Do you guys see the Series S possibly outselling the competition soon because of this? Let's roll it back a little bit, brah. Adam, and you're going to have your chance to tell your little story here. Not about the S, but it's still related, whatever, but... I've always said the only reason it's selling is because it is available right now. Like, you cannot get an X, can't get a PS5. S has not been, selling out, so it's available. But I think in the long term, it won't be the console you want because it's I've said it before, it's gimped. It's a gimped system. Like, if you want, a long-term next-gen system, right, next-gen, call it however you will, Xbox Series X, PS5, that's what you want. Series S... Nah, not really, it's what it is right now. It's a backup system. Shit, I can't get the real console. Let me get this thing instead. Not that you can't get good experiences out of the S, but it's not the real deal, Real deal, holy feel. So, yeah. You know, Adam, what's been going on with you? I know you don't want to get this at all, right? Because, like, no, yeah.
No. When we first heard about it, I was hyped on it. Cause I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be, like, just what we saw with the PlayStation 5, that this was going to be just discless and on par when it comes to the power. But that's not the case. Yeah, it's discless, but it doesn't have the power. So that just... Yeah, that pushed it off my list. But yeah, definitely the issue right now is that it is available and a lot of people are just giving in. A lot of people that I follow, just sites, I should say, over on Reddit, threads, and stuff like that, people are talking about where they can find things and people taking snapshots. And it's just the S. Everything is about the S. And some people just giving in, sort of like what you said, where it's just, you know, it's the holidays. They have a kid or somebody that they want to make happy. And like, you know, I'll just get this for now. It's not really going to break the bank. And then I can always sell it back later and then use that money, extra money toward the Series X when it comes available.
No, I 100% agree. I got to address something real quick. Logic Wins said, what's going on, Logic Wins, brother? We got you, man. Got your questions for later. He goes, to be fair, Tony, the Switch is running on 2015 technology. And I sound like crazy. Here's the thing, though, right? Xbox Series S, right? You could play Xbox games on the X and on PC. You have other options, right? The Switch is selling well because you can't play Nintendo games anywhere else. You're stuck on Switch. That's it. You know, so, you know, the technology with Nintendo, at least for the last 20 years, has not really been affected. But with the S, it's like, it is kind of just like, I may as well get this because you can't get the other thing that you want. But even then, like, example, you know, if you have a PC, you don't need an S or an X. You know, but with the Switch is a different case because you could only play those games on that system and that's it. You know, Logic Wins also, that Series S seems catered to people that are new to gaming and want to play old 360 and Xbox One games to catch up on what they've been missing. That's a part of it. And also, it's, you know, like I said, it's for people who cannot get the actual system. And for the kids, too.
I don't think it's specifically for people who can't get the actual system. It's for those people who don't want to spend a lot of money on the next console.
Yeah, it's a budget console. Yeah, it's like, you know, the get this instead. But, you know,
also now it has integrated xCloud support, so you can just either install or just click play and then play those high res games at super fast speeds because it's playing remote. And I've tried it. My current Xbox One S, because I'm still trying to get the X, and it works. It definitely works. It works a lot better than when I install the game. I've done the comparison. I've installed Horizon 5 on it. Takes forever to load. It looks kind of fuzzy. And then I've played the xCloud version on the console. Looks beautiful, and of course the load time is non-existent. It just like boop 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 pop pops, and next you know I'm racing to Mexico.
Do you think this system will continue being this hot of a seller?
For now
it is, but not in the long term, I don't think.
I mean, again, and then also you got to think about, like, for the people who don't know, they see the new Xbox, the new next gen Xbox is ready. They don't know the difference between the X or the S. They just see the price difference.
Remember those guys that bought an Xbox One X and thought they got the real deal? They were gloating about it. Yeah, I got it. You motherfuckers ain't get shit. Like, all right, bro.
The Wii U. We saw that, remember? That was the same thing. People just didn't know, and I'm sure there's plenty of people that are going there. Like, I need to get the new Xbox. We don't have this one. We have this one. Wait, they both came out. They're both new? Yes. What's the difference? Well, the price difference. Well, fuck it. I'll take the cheap one.
Yeah, take the cheap one. Let's go.
That's it. Exactly. That's it. And it's new. It's listed as new.
So, yeah. I mean, that's all, you know, it's the little bit of brand confusion that happens that's happening there. And then, at this point in time, it is the new Xbox, and it's available.
Yeah.
So it's the only
you
one.
You only got a series, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, no, you're right.
You
go ahead.
When you think XS, you know, it just sounds very similar.
It does. We talked about that. We talked about people say, oh, you guys are stupid. You can't tell the difference. Casuals ain't going to be able to tell the difference, bro.
No, well, sometimes especially if they're ordering online, I mean, I won't go too much into it. I said it a little bit off.
But it's like, you can tell them, like, yo, listen, do you want the refrigerator or do you want the speaker? Which one do you want? You know, the speaker's the budget one. Anyway, Carlos, what's up?
The thing that surprises me the most is when people, and I know some of these people that, These people, like, so they're hyped about the Xbox and they're like huge Xbox fans, but they get the S instead of the X. And I'm wondering, other than price and form factor, what are the, like, what gets you excited for one and over the other, especially when the other is way more powerful and it has a disc drive and it's got more features? I'm curious to know that, because I know a couple of people that can very well afford the Series X, but where they just wanted the S from the beginning.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't understand it. Like, why would you do that?
No, I can understand the form factor. It's small, and maybe they're saying, hey, I can bring this around if I actually do need to move it to room to room or to another location.
Do they not care about power then?
It still does a great job. It is a next gen. It's still doing 4K.
It's not doing 4K. It's only 1440p tops, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's
but I told you it's a GIMP system.
That's still better than 1080.
It is better, but you know,
it's been shown that a lot of the games on the S do not run very well.
No.
So I mean, they're running okay in general. So I mean, to be honest, again, I think it's just people seeing, oh, it's finally I can get the new thing, and it's the only one available. And they don't see the difference between the two different consoles, the two different SKUs of console.
Yeah, who knows?
It would be the same. It would be exactly the same if the only console that was on, only PlayStation console that was on the market was the fully digital one. People would jump on that one.
You know what? I wonder, what does it say on the side of the box? You know what I mean? That's the big kicker there. Because if it just says, oh, this one is the same but doesn't have a disc, is it mentioning all the things we just mentioned? Does it say, oh, no 4K and no ray tracing?
It's not going to say no 4K. Exactly. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. It's not going to say that. So if you are just someone that's looking to get a new console and you're looking, it's like, well, really, what's the difference? One shape and looks like a speaker and it's $299. It doesn't have a disc drive. I don't care. I'm all digital. I'll take that one.
Yeah, well, that's therein lies the brand confusion, which they're essentially using that to essentially be like, all right, again, a person who's not picky about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Again, people, play a game on their new fancy television to a point they won't tell the difference between the clarity, especially if they have a bunch of different things running on it. It probably looks good enough on a 4K television.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still upscale. So, by the way, those sounds you people hearing, Chris is trying to get in, but he's having some issues with his PC.
Yeah, he said his PC crashed.
Yeah, yo, so, Chris, man, you got to get one of those pre-built joints, bro. Get yourself a new PC already.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna treat myself to a new PC. I'm gonna go to the same place you used.
Yes, NZXT. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Oh, my PC is dying.
Do you have to do that in person, or can you do it online?
No, it's just go to the website. That's what I did. You know.
Hey, what's the website?
NZXT.com, and you're good to go. Build your shit. Get yourself an RTX card, bruh. You know?
Oh, yeah. Your logic wins. It's like, Zumba moms don't know the difference. Well, yeah, man.
I got a question. Who's Zumba mom?
Do they still do Zumba? Do
women? Yeah, well, that's why I'm laughing. I'm like, which Zumba? Yeah. That's just blast from the past. It's like that.
Like Dirty
it's like
Dancing.
That workout routine they used to sell the DVDs.
Oh, shit, that's right. Yeah, Zumba. Oh, he goes, oh, yeah, Zumba moms don't know the difference. Mom's getting all that smoke when the kids get a Series S on Christmas morning expecting Series X. Oh, shit, that's true. Mommy, can you imagine, bro? But you're like that. Oh, I'm going to set a scene right now, right?
Oh.
Okay, you know that Nintendo kid and shit where he ripped up the box and he was all happy. Yeah. Now imagine that scene. Kid's happy as fuck, right? Oh man, I'm getting the Series X. Oh, shit. ripping it up. He's like, ah! He starts screaming. Then he's like, ah! Then he starts screaming another way.
Yeah,
Mom,
that's
you fucked up. Don't curse in my house, young man.
Don't curse in my house, young man. Who is this?
Yeah, Zumba mom, right? We're going. Yeah, exactly. We're going blast from the past. I want to see that video, man. That kid getting mad as fuck.
Yeah, in minority world, they probably get popped in the mouth before they even say anything. They won't even say shit. They won't say, young man. They'll be like, boom.
Yeah. Well, minority world, they wouldn't be cursing. The kid wouldn't be cursing because they know what would happen, you know?
Well, if he was a minority, you probably wouldn't even expect a series.
Oh, man.
Yo, man, we. I mean,
listen, we're minorities. We're say blessed this when shit. We got shit. Yeah, we have fucked that. You know,
we were blessed when we got. Well, back in the day, probably these days it's probably much better. But back in the day,
you ain't getting nothing.
Man, we were all running on scraps.
Yo, you're over there expecting a Game Boy. You get a Tiger toy and shit. You know,
you get the knockoff shit.
They say, you know, because they say, oh, yeah, it's a video game, and they get it for you.
I was lucky because I worked at a wholesale store, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Oh, damn, Adam, you're cutting out right now, man. And this is an Adam story, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, just
come back. No, I'm wondering. Let me see if it's.
Damn, man. And again, this shit has never happened like that before, man. I think we need to seriously consider getting the fuck off of Discord. This is a bullshit. This is unfair to the fans, you know?
I wonder if it, you know, I mean, we could use that other thing that they.
Zoom or not Zoom.
Not Zoom.
What's the name of it? Although we could,
Yeah.
Although we could, StreamYard. Yeah, we could. Yeah, I don't think we should put anything off the table at this point. But you're right about that. It's like, you know, you fucking want to transform, you get GoBots instead. It's like, bruh.
Yeah, they're not gonna know the difference. And granted, you know, a lot of parents, obviously, most parents are our age now. You know, two of our guys in the room are around our age, and you know they're in the know. But you know, not everybody is not well versed in technology and what's new these days. You know, most people remember Super Mario Brothers in the 90s, and then that's it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, some of these, but I mean, then again, some of these parents, like, they'll order an Xbox Series X, but then get a get a Switch OLED instead. You know, they don't know the difference.
Oh boy!
Oh, Adam, you're sounding okay right now, though.
Because I turned the camera off.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I mean, I turned capture off. I'm switching. Just the regular. Do you see me?
Yeah, we see you.
Let's try that. Let's see.
All right, because we got to hear this Adam story.
Well, you know, one thing to know, like, you know, like a lot of those programs, especially video processing programs, are a huge memory hog. So if you got a bunch of stuff running at the same time,
that's the thing. I don't. I have nothing running. I'm not doing anything. Just the regular shit. And so, is it working now?
Or? Yeah. You're good. You're good.
Sound good. You sound like you have your radio voice on.
Yeah.
There we go. So it could be something going on where maybe there was an update, whether Discord or the capture, and it's just now we're playing nice together.
Yeah. Yeah. Like obviously the video quality, but the thing is, this is a podcast. We value audio quality over everything, you know. Yeah. So if you sound good, that's all I give a fuck about. All
right. So wait, what was I saying?
We were talking about getting a knockoff system and shit. You know.
No, he wasn't talking about
minorities.
Our uncle,
my dad. My dad. Uncle, yeah. Dad. Yep.
He worked at an electronics store, electronics store.
Yep. Down on Delancey Street, and that was one of the pluses because I remember once I got my Nintendo. It was my mom's boyfriend that wound up buying it for me. My parents split when I was three, and this dude was like, "What do you want for your birthday?" I was like, "I want one of those new Nintendos." He got me that. He got me a 13-inch TV.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and it was great. And then I remember I told my dad, and my dad didn't like the fact he was being one up that way. And he's like, "Well, we sell those Nintendo games." I was like, "What?" He's like, "So next, you know, boom!" Like every weekend that I would see him, Elevator Action, Commando, Kung Fu.
Hey.
You know what I mean? My dad was always hooking me up. You know, taking me to the arcade. Remember, Manny? I think he took you a few times with us. We go to the arcade on 42nd Street and stuff. You know, my dad was really into games. He's big into all that. So, when we were talking about the consoles, the knuckles. I just got lucky that.
You did. Worked in that field. Definitely got lucky. You know. Anyway, Chris, you got anything to say about this? The question is just like, will the Series S be the best-selling next-gen console?
I don't know because. Here's the thing, even with availability, that's not the only factor in making, like, the best selling. Yeah. It has to be in demand also, right? So this is, the supply chain is choking out everything. The chip shortages is choking out supply from that aspect. And then you have to look at what was the trends of people buying before that? If it was PS5, then no, this won't be best selling system because that will still keep its trend. Right. If it has the same availability, even the low availability, it will still trend the same way and the holiday will tick up and people will still unfortunately go to scalpers. So I don't see that happening. Like even out of desperation, people are like, oh, well, if this is all I can get, a lot of people will like to Manny's point. It's like, hey, you take it and be grateful. Sure. People will do that and that its sales will go up because if people will settle, right? I can't get an X. If that's what you are looking for, an X, and you're like, oh, I'll just settle, I'll just get this, then they'll buy it. But that will only still trend in the sales of Xbox. But you have to look at if there was no supply chain, no chip shortages, and this was a level playing field where everything was selling like it used to. This is just pre-COVID, all that shit, and this was just consoles competing with each other, and there was plenty of availability. What would the trend look like, right? And if it was leaning Xbox to begin with, then yes, but X would probably outsell both of them.
Yeah.
And if it was PS5, which it seems like that is, then PS5 would outtrend it, and then the X would trend higher because more gamers would want the more powerful system than the discount one.
Yeah.
So you have to look at it from that aspect. It's not just about availability.
Good point. Yeah, Dollar Tree version, you know, what we call them around here. All right, man, good stuff. Let's move on to the next question here. All right. Oh, shit, hold on. God damn it. The Chiron's fucked up on me. Give me a sec, people. I got the question.
Chiron.
All right, here we go. This one is interesting. What if rating agencies like PEGI or ESRB introduce technical quality / stability ratings for games? Would that be a good thing or a bad thing? That would never happen in a million years. No company would sign off on that. Because imagine if this game gets a 6 because it's buggy as fuck. That would never happen in a million years. No. You know?
They wouldn't be, there would have to be, and also if that were to ever exist, it would have to be another thing. You also got to remember that the ESRB is paid for by the game industry.
Yeah.
And they're still beholden by the game industry, despite what the ESRB has to, you know, to say above all that stuff. That's why they never made an official mandate on the loot boxes. Because essentially it's essentially biting the hand that feeds you. So that's why they made that sort of mandate. Like, oh no, it's not bad at all. When it really is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like again, if you want, you got to go to reviewers and shit like that. Like independent people, basically, because no company will willingly sign off on that. You know, showing like, hey, my product is fucked up. Never happened in a million years. You know, and like Manny said, ESRB is. A game, you know, it's not an outside regulatory thing. It's within the gaming industry itself. It is the gaming industry. So they're not going to, never, no fucking way, no way.
No, they're not going to, the only things that they're going to, it's like the rating system of film, rating the how well the film actually runs on a movie camera.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. All right. That was an easy one to answer. Move on to the next one. We'll allow a third question here because we didn't get a lot this week. This is interesting. Should AAA studios revive their past failures? An example is, should Naughty Dog revive Way of the Warrior?
To be honest, I think that they should also reimagine old, you know, games that didn't do well. Because I feel like, especially once the statute of limitations has sort of run out and people don't give a shit about these games, why not resurrect something and actually take a really good, you know, take a really good step at making the game better? You know, I would love to see fucking Square Enix go back and make a really good version of the Bounty.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for that.
I mean, to be honest, like Final Fantasy VII is the bouncer right now.
Yeah,
that's pretty much what it was. You know, it was an action RPG. You know, with combos and stuff like that. You could literally take that same system and make a new game with it. But again, like just taking those games, like what if you went back and what was another game that was a really horrible sort of step? I mean, you know, they sort of done it.
Rockstar did. Remember they did their with the mall.
State
of emergency.
State of emergency? Did they redo?
They
yeah, no. I mean they could.
No, they never
yeah,
did. They could. They could redo that.
They could. Yeah, they can definitely go back and make State of Emergency. You know, make better version of that or any other title. So I feel like anything is game, but I feel like at the same time, when you have some of those games, like you know, some games that just have these reputations that are just horrible. I don't think they should step on. You know, should just go back. But I do think that there's quite a bit of titles out there that had potential. I mean, come on, to be like. People like Nier now, but a lot of people didn't like Nier then. You know, Nier's you know, as far as fighting and stuff like that, you know, it was a slow burn for that game to sort of get to the point that it did, you know, when they made Nier Automata. So essentially they did go back and make a game that didn't remake a new game, you know, remake an old game, but with, you know, with new, with, you know, some more improvements. So I feel like, you know, anything is game, and go, why not go back and fix up an old title?
Yeah. My thing is like, is it like economically viable, right? Like, nobody really wants a fighting game from Naughty Dog. Nobody wants that. It's not going to sell. Maybe they could license it to somebody else. So I'm kind of coming at it from that. It's like, is it economically viable for the company to, you know, invest? Because, yeah, it would be great to have some of these games come back, but it's like, realistically, you know, I don't know. Go ahead.
I mean, it could be like a Rare situation. Rare didn't develop the new version, the remakes of Killer Instinct. You know,
yeah, it could
they
be
got
that.
another company. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't see any problems with another company also, you know, taking that franchise and sort of rebooting it and sort of, you know, giving it a good shine as opposed to just, you know. But yeah, but I like for Naughty Dog to go and do a fighting game, I think that they're not in the fighting game realm anymore, and I feel like their people are not conducive to that sort of development anymore. Like, I feel like back when games were a lot easier to sort of develop, that, you know, a company could stretch themselves like that. And, you know, I mean, if you look at Naughty Dog's old PlayStation era stuff, all of that stuff is all over the place. You know, they're doing like RTSs and racing games. And,
yeah, a lot of companies, you know, were like that, you know.
And fighting games, you know, because they're just trying to find something that can get them, you know, that can get them, you know, keep their studio open. Now it's a lot more of an investment if you're going to go, hey, now we're going to make it a fighting game, you know.
Yeah. Kishak asks, is SOCOM a past failure? Initially, it wasn't. Success.
No.
You know?
It still has.
See, that's the franchise you could actually bring back, you know, that'll actually be viable, you know. And I'm talking about economically viable. It's a fucking shooting game. Those are the biggest things out there, you know. So there you go. Military shooting game. Yeah, that'd be a good one to bring back for sure. It's just up to Sony and Jim Ryan, you know.
Yeah, maybe he's like, oh, that's an old game. No, why would anyone want to play that? Make ten more Horizon Zero Dawns.
Yeah, Killzone's done. That's done.
Oh yeah, Killzone is done. Killzone was always sort of limping.
Yeah. Oh, know? it never quite got there. You know.
No.
But SOCOM was great success for many years until Sony, you know, dropped the ball on that. You know.
Until Brian can tell you, he was a big
Mr. SOCOM.
Oh yeah. The long story short is that, you know what EA did to Overstrike 9 and turned it into Fuse?
Yeah. Oh, you man.
Yeah. Sony did the same thing with SOCOM. They wanted it to be. They wanted it to compete with Call of Duty. So hence they made it very similar to Call of Duty, and the whole family just turned and said, what the fuck is this? And that's how you lose people, you know? Like, it turns out that if you abandon the audience that gained you popularity, it's going to tank your product. Funny how that works, huh? And also funny how no one seems to want to learn from that as well.
Yeah, ain't that something? Mob Hits goes, is Street Fighter 3 a failure? No, a huge success. We got Street Fighter 4, so obviously the third one did well, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, like the initial, I feel like...
We got three Street Fighter 3s. That lets you know it did very well, you know?
I feel like the first Street Fighter 3 was sort of a hard sell, but I think as they sort of made their iterations, it sort of reached a better place. That's why most of the SGC crowd in general play the third strike as opposed to the original one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Street Fighter 3 is a FGC legendary game, you know. Remember the whole, I forget the name of the dude.
Chun-Li thing.
Yeah. The Chun-Li thing. You know, the parrying with Ken, you know, Daigo, yep. Right. And Wong, I believe. Right.
That was crazy.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, that game was not a failure whatsoever, you know? Oh, hello, Brett.
Ahoy.
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Fair to Midland.
All right. Let's see. All right. Any other? I mean, I guess did we answer the question? We answered it enough, right? Shusudo's revived their past failures. I think Manny did a good job of saying yes, but again, got to be economically viable. Oh, Manny just dropped out.
He's like, screw this.
He's like, screw this shit, man.
I'm done.
Yes. Yeah. No, Street Fighter is always going to be a success, you know. Not the first Street Fighter though, but this, back in the day, the first game, fuck that, but I'll do another one. We'll do it right this time. That can't happen now.
Also, these things were not huge investments. So
no, they were not.
Pushing these things out, like now, again, it's like nowadays to sort of do these sorts of things, it's a huge investment. You can't just make a small version of a game, especially with a lot of the expectations of modern gaming.
Yeah, exactly.
And can you make a game like Way of the Warrior, which didn't have a lot of the things that you would have. It had didn't have really a story mode, just arcade mode, and you just beat the game with all the characters and it's secret characters, and that's all you really got. Maybe some, you know, movie mode or something, but
you
not
would
really
need to redo it in a modern version like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
this big
exactly.
Full out AAA story and all that shit, you know.
Yeah, you can't do a full on like past remake of whatever the game was originally. You have to essentially go with modern trends, because
that's
again,
why Final Fantasy VII Remake came out that way. They could have just made the old game look better, but they know they get more money if they put more money into it, you know.
Exactly, especially with modern gaming trends, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of you know surface level gamers do not like games that where you have to play turn-based is fairly niche despite Persona.
Yeah,
you Adam, you a surface level gamer, Adam?
Surface level gamer.
Adam has never been into turn based.
No.
Except Final Fantasy VII, I put the hair on your chest.
Didn't yeah, you? That I did.
Well, like you never
that.
Finished.
No, that I never finished. I didn't finish it. But the one that really got me was Yakuza, Like a Dragon. That's fairly recent, and that really got me excited for the whole turn based. Because yeah, Persona 5 was alright. I put some time in, but again, I didn't finish that one. But Yakuza, I got damn far in it. If it wasn't that one of the fucking towers, and I got a farm to build my other dudes up, I was flying through it. I love that one. That was awesome. Well,
this question
like
makes me.
Oh, go ahead.
This question makes me think to see if there are any actual examples of this ever occurring. You know, like, has there been a AAA studio that's revived one of their past failures?
We didn't ask that question.
Well, I mean, you know, some would say Prey was that.
I mean, didn't the first Prey do okay? Or did it?
It did, but
it did okay at best.
They never made a sequel. Like, that Prey that we got was just by name. It was a completely different game.
Well, no, I'm saying, but yeah, again, it is sort of a... It was like the original Prey didn't do amazing. In fact, the amount of years that it took to create that original Prey was so long. I'm sure it just only did mediocre. So they rebooted the whole franchise, not even doing an only name in name only.
No, they tried to do the second one. Remember, it was the studio almost got halfway through and then they got scrapped. Yeah. They got scrapped. Mm-hmm. So then they were like, well, we got no time to redo all that. We're like, oh, fuck it, just go in another direction and use the same name. We already own the IP and all that shit, so just do it. And that's why they went the direction that they did. I missed that, though. That's cool. He went on a reservation. Native American, you just get sucked out of a bar by an alien. He got abducted. It was all the shit that would come out of his mouth. It was hilarious.
Sounds like an Adam story.
Damn right. You know? That was fun. That was one of my first games on the 360.
Oh, Prey?
Prey. Got in a tin box and everything.
Oh, I got one.
Oh.
I got one. And it's still yet to come to fruition, but it's in the works. Perfect Dark. I mean, the first Perfect Dark was a success. Perfect Dark Zero was not. At least, maybe it sold okay, but it was definitely not a success critically and, you know, by the fans. But they're making a new one. And I think even something like Fable 3 wasn't as big of a success as the previous Fables, but they're making a new one. And to the you know, to quote Square Enix or whoever makes freaking the Tomb Raider games, the Tomb Raider was a failure and they made a sequel to that. So,
well, not the first few Tomb Raiders, they made a bunch of them. It was a success, you know.
Which one did they say was
Square Enix being fucking stupid. The game sold 5 million copies, like, oh, it failed, you know. It's like, bro, really, you know. But yeah, you're right. Overall, we don't really see instances like that. If the game fails, that's it. It's done. Mm-hmm. You know,
it fails. You never hear from it again. Or it, you know, I mean, if you think about it, like, I mean, the first Red Dead didn't fail, but it didn't do amazing either.
Revolver, right?
Revolver. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they sort of did reboot the franchise and renamed it.
Yeah.
Adam,
you know,
what?
Table tennis.
Seven.
I found out why I can't do it. Oh, what? Go.
$740.
$740.
Yeah, that's how much Adam and I were looking at an auction in eBay for an Xbox Series X because they're
not 7,000, right?
Yeah, not 7,000, but 740 with $18 shipping. So I guess that's the baseline that we can expect to pay for these kinds of consoles.
But you know what? I'm gonna wait till tomorrow. We'll see if I have to get a Reckless after tomorrow. Because we got a bunch of locations here. That's what I'm saying, man. It's like, yo, because it's not that serious, you know? But
yeah,
it's
shit.
And I don't have a bunch of kids crying saying they need one. Oh, what I... They you know, they played the Switch, and my left Joy-Con went kaput.
Oh, that's it? Oh, Joy-Con.
But I found one on eBay for $20 that no drift. So I just ordered just the left Joy-Con.
Damn.
That's it. But they got some controllers. They're good. I told them you just can't do it in handhelds until we get that. But the Xbox, what's it? Tomorrow they got a bunch of drops, and we'll see. It's Cyber Monday. Bunch of restocks hopefully happening. And if that slips away, then we'll start thinking about what we do on the eBay.
We'll start thinking about doing some robberies here and there.
There you go.
You know, completely random. Okay, because Cyber Monday was always like the digital version of Black Friday, right? But now Black Friday's digital.
Tony, I was thinking about this earlier. None of this makes any sense. Black Friday sales started like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyber Monday sales have been going on for days. It's ridiculous.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
And you know, talk about the coverage I've been doing. I've been covering Black Friday for 2 fucking weeks. So it's like, why are we waiting for one specific day when these sales have been going off for all of November, basically?
I'll tell you why. Because it's for those few days that you see some crazy sales. Like one of the ones, like two of them, a coffee machine that we did see, my wife and I did see, and it was like $170. And we're like, well, let's see what happens on Black Friday. $69.
Yeah, that's crazy. You
know, that was, and we saw, we were scoping it out a week before this. So there are certain things that do drop dramatically for Black Friday and are worth getting. So, some things, I feel like it's just a trigger word. It's sort of like back in the day, a lot of cities actually banned businesses from saying going out of business. Because then they said it's false advertising, you're trying to get people to come in, and it's not true, and next you know, a month later, you're still in business. So I think it's one of those things, because we'll see, it's like, oh, Black Friday-like deals, you know, Black Friday time early.
Yeah,
they'll say all that just to get, you know, the clicks, to get people to jump in on their site.
Yeah. Mob hits. Why gotta be black?
Well, that's true.
There's a reason for that. No, it sounds like it, but there's a reason for it. It's a business term. When you're in the black, that means you're making profits. You know, when you're in the red, you don't want to be in the red. You do not want to be in the red.
But you're still saying the same thing. But why black?
Yeah. Well, that's just the way. Because, like, I guess it's because, you know, you're using pens and shit, and things are going well. You use a regular black pen, right? Things are going bad, you use a red pen. You know. It's just old. Like, nobody uses fucking pens anymore, you know?
I heard of that. What's that?
Brown Friday. Yo, let's stop before we get in trouble, man. You know?
Marathon,
all right, anyway. let's move on. What the fuck's the next question here? All right. Oh, here we go. All right. One subset who's joining us in the chat tonight. He goes, after playing Dead or Alive, Ultimate 1 and 2, and Dead or Alive 3 and 4, I just want to know, where is Tomonobu Itagaki? Dead or Alive 5 and 6 just feel way different, I'm assuming, because he's not on those games. Has he been working on a game that will blow our minds, or just counting fish in the koi pond at home? I'm not aware of anything he's currently working on. Last I heard, he started up a new studio. He wants to work with Microsoft, and that's all I know.
Yeah, that's it.
That was announced before the Rona, like earlier this year. I looked it up. It was before the Rona, I believe. Like, no. I'll look it up just to be sure. But basically, yeah, he announced, hey, I got a new studio. I want to work with Microsoft again. And that's all we heard, you know?
He seems to like Microsoft.
Yeah, he does. I know he doesn't like Sony, you know?
Oh. Yeah, did he ever go into detail why he does not like Sony?
I don't know.
I don't think he ever did.
He's not.
Like, he had something against it.
Yeah, he's not a fan, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be honest, like, yeah, that's what it was. He's supposedly working on something right now, and we don't know exactly what it is or what console, it's, you know, if it's going to be an Xbox exclusive, or if he's just blowing, you know, smoke.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, January 18th of this year, he announced this stuff And I'm pretty sure we talked about it on Throwdown too. Although again, there's not really much to say. It's like, hey, that's a new studio. You know, other podcasts will start endless speculating, but we don't do that around here. You know.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to really go off of, and you know.
So yeah,
I feel like and here's the thing, like you know, not to say this, but like, is it Itagaki game even conducive to our current?
I don't think so, man. Think about it, there's one Dead or Alive game they couldn't even release in America. You had to get it from Play Asia. You know,
it was the beach volleyball game. Yeah. They wouldn't allow the game to be released here. So okay, so those are his games. You know, well, granted, it's just a new iteration of them. Now, what kind of game, like would he even be able to make the games that he wants to make, especially with the current with the way things are currently?
I don't think so. I highly doubt it. You know,
he sort of has to evolve his you know, he either has to move away from his sort of edgy sort of style, which a lot of people seem to like.
Except for the Devil's Third, that game didn't do very well. You know, the last thing he did.
Well, wasn't that a combination of him and
Suda 51. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that game, I think there was a lot of problems with it. It wasn't only just Itagaki on that. I think the game studio, weren't they doing that with EA?
I don't know who they.
It was with EA or somebody. And they kept on telling them to do all kinds of crazy shit to it.
So, wasn't it Grasshopper? I mean, that's the name of their studio, right? That's Suda's studio. Grasshopper or whatever.
Manufacturer.
Yeah, manufacturer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I remember that it was that they had a lot of issues with the publishing company where, you know, essentially they were telling them to do all kinds of stuff and it just sort of fell apart.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Itagaki. He has his studio and that's all we know. We haven't heard an update since January.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing: like, he could be damaged goods. You know,
could be.
Like, he could, you know. Again, when he says he wants to make a thing with Microsoft, but who knows if Microsoft wants to do anything with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe like, you know.
Yeah, you know, your games are cute, but.
Oh, Let It Die, was that the game?
Let It Die is just a Suda 51 game.
It's a Suda 51 game, yeah. I was looking at the news, like, where is that game? I don't know. I don't know, man. All right, moving on here. Also from One Subset, as much as I and maybe some of the public want another Dino Crisis, does it really need another entry pushing the Dino Horror slider to the max? Will Capcom ever make another one?
I mean, that's a good example of a franchise that just sort of turned into nothing. The first Dino Crisis did okay. And the second one, nobody cared about.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was just Resident Evil with dinosaurs. Wasn't that basically
the whole Resident Evil with dinosaurs, yeah. So, I mean, do we really need a Dino Crisis? No, but no. I mean, if somebody can jump in there and do something kind of cool and different with it, yeah, sure. I mean, it doesn't, like, the one thing about that game and a few other games that have had those sorts of, you know, that have sort of fallen off, is that at least people still have the good memories of the games that were decent. You know, kind of like what Carlos was talking about with Perfect Dark. You know, people still have good memories of the good Perfect Dark, and that overshadows all the shitty Perfect Dark that came after.
Yeah,
and I feel like that's what Dino Crisis as well. Like, everybody remembers the good Dino Crisis game, you know, and then they don't remember the shitty one. Kind of like also if Square Enix decided to resurrect Parasite Eve, everybody remembers the good Parasite Eve and not the shitty sequels that they made after.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, I don't know if this happened again, you know, economically viable, but like, imagine if they like did the first Dino Crisis the way they did Resident Evil Remake, yeah. You know?
I mean, that it is, they can do that. They have the engine and they have the framework to do it.
Yeah. But the question is, do they think it's going to make them money? Because, like you said, it's only that first one, you know?
Yeah, it's only that first one. I mean, you could theoretically reboot the original Dino Crisis, kind of like what you did Resident Evil, and sort of take a new stab at what this world is.
Yeah. Moppets goes, what about those guys that did the Medium? That'd be, you know, if Capcom was to collaborate with them, you know? Or if they even want to take on that project.
Here's the thing about the Medium, though. The Medium is very walk simulatory.
Yeah.
Like, that company hasn't really proved that they can actually do an action game.
Hmm. Good point. What's the name of
that
company?
Granted, it's, you know, it has conflicts in it, but it really, there is no shooting. Like, you mostly run away from the monsters. or the monster. That so
Blooper,
I feel like
Bloober team. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they can eventually do. You can try it, but yeah, like I feel like Dino Crisis is a little bit more of a shootery game, and it needs some at least somebody who's able to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Unless Looper Team has done a shooting game that I don't know of, but all of their games seem to always be sort of like these sort of low key sort of horror-y game.
Yeah, like slow horror games. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so dinosaurs aren't really meant to be slow. It's, you know, T-Rex and shit, you know?
I mean, that's what was the big thing about the original Dino Crisis. They, you know, the original Dino Crisis was like the dinosaurs moved so fast it was hard to react to them within the...
With those Resident Evil controls, yeah.
With those Resident Evil controls. It was essentially like you're fighting a whole game of those hunters, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I know people have been... Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually disagree with Manny here. I think we need it purely because the game industry right now is a little bit too far up its own ass, and it likes to be super serious about everything, how everything needs to be like just super serious, and we must tell serious stories. It's like, okay, I can understand that. Like, yep, you want to tell that, that's fine. But also understand that the more serious you try to take yourself, the weirder things get, because when Kratos is like falling through the floor and shit in your super serious game, it takes away from the moment. You know, it's like it's not really super serious if the guy's like floating through the air and stuff like that. So, I think games need to just take a step back every now and then and just enjoy being entertainment for the sake of being entertainment, and that's Dino Crisis. It's like, hey, there's dinosaurs. Why? Who cares? Shoot them, or else they'll kill you. Fine, you know, like it's like if you were to say what is a video game, like you can just say it's Dino Crisis. That is a atypical video game. It's nonsensical nonsense, but it still makes you laugh. You know, it makes you smile. It's like the irony. It's like the Resident Evil films. You know, like for the most parts, no one really cares about the story. It's just there to watch shit happen and stuff just happen. And that's fine, but sometimes you just need that, because if everything's just so serious and so up its own ass, like Last of Us 2, then you just get really bored, because there's nothing to it. And I feel, again, same thing with like some films. Like sometimes you need a Transformers film just to let your brain just turn off and just enjoy it, because sometimes that's what needs to happen. And I think that's why you need Dino Crisis 2. Well, either one or two, definitely not three, because no one wants to talk about that one. Without doing dinosaurs in space, like,
oh god,
the only thing that needs to be in space, man. Exactly, the only things that should be in space is Star Citizen, Master Chief, and Doom. Yeah. Everything else, no. But obviously, space games make sense.
I was about to say Mass Effect belongs in space, but you're right about
you know what, yeah, I know, you know what I mean. Those types of games are fine in space because they make sense in space. Everything else, no. So yeah. So again, as Manny said, you could take the first one, second one, remake them in like the RE1 remake style, or even RE2 if you want to have that type of idea. Take both stories, put them together, put them out there. Why not? Again, see how it fares. Maybe there's lots of fanfare, maybe there's not. That's fine. If not, then just make Dragon's Dogma 2 and everyone will be happy again. If that fails, then make Street Fighter 6?
Yeah, 6. Yeah, we're up to 6 now.
And then money will come back again and you'll be fine.
So what Brian's saying, that he's saying that we need a Bugsnax 2.
Oh, God.
Oh.
We don't need
it. Because that game definitely doesn't take itself serious.
Yo, if you actually played the story of Bugsnax, it's actually like pretty close to like Eldritch Horror type stuff.
I heard it's really dark. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, it looks happy go lucky, but it actually isn't. I mean, to be honest, I always said that the best example I could say it, it's like watching the Where the Wild Things Are movie is, where it's like, this seems like this happy go lucky world, but all the monsters or all the whimsical characters all have real mental problems.
All right, let me change that. So Brian's saying that we need it.
That's Bugsnax.
So Brian said we need another Life of Black Tiger 2.
Oh, there we go.
Because that should, there's nothing about that game that takes so seriously. Not even the graphics, dude.
You know, Real quick, Mob Hits is asking, what studio do you guys consider the Michael Bay of games? Whoever makes Call of Duty, those are literally fucking Michael Bay films.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Call of Duty games.
Them and DICE.
Yeah.
DICE is a good one, yeah.
Like, that's all they make, you know, Michael Bay games. All right.
So who's the Christopher Nolan of video game makers then?
You know, half the chat will be like, oh, it's Naughty Dog, you know?
I feel like Naughty Dog thinks
they are
the Chris Nolan of game companies.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think. I wouldn't say Naughty Dog.
No,
I
no, that's what like, they would say. Yeah. That's what Naughty Dog
that's
would
what
say.
They think they are. Yeah.
We are the Denny Villeneuve of video games.
I think Naughty Dog is the. Who are they? Because those they're not bad, but they're not like Christopher Nolan and Denny Villeneuve good.
I don't know.
I think Insomniac is Denny.
Yeah, you think so? That'd be interesting. Disobedient Canine, what's that? I don't know. With a K, nope. Canine. I don't know what that is. Some independent
Naughty movie? Dog.
Okay, Naughty. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's clever.
Came
clever.
In with a C, man.
Yeah, he put it with a K just to be clever, you know? I like that. That's good logic wins. All right, let's move on, man.
What was it? That was a funny. I got to look it up. It was a Journey cover band that had a funny name, too.
Yeah.
Similar thing. All
right.
Oh, shit.
Kishak
said that Naughty Dog won a game of the year and it was presented by Christopher Nolan. I didn't know that.
Wait, did it? Oh, yeah, shit. Did.
I forgot.
Wow.
They are the greatest game.
They are the me of video games.
The me of video games.
I will say this, though. People here like to shit on Naughty Dog, but they're nowhere near as pretentious as Christopher Nolan is, even though I fucking love the pretentiousness. But.
I thought you were going to say they're not nearly as pretentious as David Cage. Oh!
Well, David Cage.
David Cage is the pretentious equivalent of Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Kojima David Studios Cage. Is the Nolan. Ooh.
No, Kojima. Yeah, that's... Yeah, Cage and Kojima. Those two, man.
I mean, I feel like... Yeah, I feel like...
Kojima's feel not... Like Nolan. Like, who's that guy that does, like, those really, like, weird films like Her and so that...
I was going to say he's like the David Lynch of...
David Lynch.
even then, like, David Lynch, you know, like, at least Kojima's games are, you know, are legible. Whereas, you know, watch any of David Lynch's films besides, you know, Dune or, what was it, Blue Velvet or, what was the
oh,
other
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all his other films are nuts.
Barry Burton says Remedy equals Nolan. Remedy Studios?
Remedy.
Oh, the Control,
you know what,
Remedy? Yeah.
Control Remedy, and Remedy Alan Wake.
Remedy, yeah. I would go with Remedy being Nolan.
Well, I don't know.
Here's the thing. Like, Nolan's films in general, as you know, heady as they are, they're also quite entertaining films on their own. If you don't go any deeper, right? If you just look at it on the surface, he made a Batman film. He made, you know, Inception, also quite fun films with their mind-bending things. Obviously, if you can get, when you get it, it gets a little more heady if you go a little bit deeper, right?
But I think Remedy doesn't have the blockbuster game, like the one that like takes over the world, like Inception did in its day, or the Dark Knight trilogy.
Oh no, they haven't. They're still doing Memento.
Yeah, maybe Memento, Prisoner's Days. Yeah, Prisoner's Days is in Nolan.
They're still doing Memento. So like, you know, like they still haven't reached that point where, like, even, you know, as you know, granted, Control did very well, but it didn't do amazing.
It did. I think it was still their best-selling game, though. You know,
is their best-selling game. It is their best-selling game, but as far as like, I still feel like it's not one of their like.
Well, let's turn feelings into facts. Let's look this up. Control sales.
Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah, because at least, you know, the way the game industry makes it seem, it's like the best-selling game ever. Obviously, you know, game sales are as of 2019. Hold on. When does this come out? Because 2 million copies doesn't sound like a lot, but maybe a lot to them. You know, March 2021 sold 2 million.
But then, does that include the Ultimate version?
Oh, this is interesting.
Well?
Remedy CEO reveals Control didn't sell well, but he's not disappointed. Very interesting.
I mean, if it's going off of the 2 million, then it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, cause 2 million is kind of meh, you know.
And then Brian brings up a good point. Does it include the Ultimate? When did Ultimate Edition come out?
Oh, shit, that's a good question. Because this is in March of this year, yeah. I don't know when the... I think, didn't the Ultimate Edition come out last year?
Yeah, last year. When the consoles came out.
You're right, man.
Remember that was all the people bitching about that they're going to cost more and they weren't offering a free upgrade for people.
They were the only ones that were offering the
free. No, because remember Tony and I both saw that and we were like, shit, we're going to just get the Ultimate one because it was actually cheaper than the regular version.
Okay.
So by the way, Logic Wins says, controversial opinion. I still think Memento is Nolan's best film. That is not a controversial opinion.
Oh, we got a question.
Movie. That was a very good movie.
This is fighting words, Carlos. I actually think that film is overrated.
Wait, which one?
Memento.
Memento? Oh, I've never seen it, so yeah, I can't.
I'm not championing it. Exactly. Tony's not seen it, so it can't be that good.
Oh. I didn't say that, Brian.
Logic Wins. You and Brian have to go at it. Memento is not my favorite Nolan movie.
No, it's a good one.
You trying to say it's trash, Carlos?
By the way, it's really good.
That's my Twitter response because it always has to be the most extreme thing ever. You know, it's not my favorite. You thought it sucked.
You mean it's the worst?
Well, they won a lot of awards because of Christian Bale losing all his freaking weight.
That's the machinist.
What is it, Memento?
Oh, this is interesting.
There you go. I don't know what movie we're talking about.
Memento.
Memento.
Carlos, he thinks he's talking about fucking Mementos and shit, you know?
Mementos, the freshman girl.
That's the machinist.
Memento.
Then I see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. By the way, we got a question here from a first timer. Christian HD456 goes, I want to buy an Xbox Series S. Would you recommend it? Go ahead, but it's the only one you can find, you know?
If you want to upgrade from your previous consoles and you can find it, yeah. Go ahead. My man,
he's from Colombia. He goes, he don't speak English well. Answer him in Spanish.
Go for it.
No, I mean, you do. You talk better Spanish than I do, you know?
Okay. What was the question?
Well, the question is, should he get an Xbox Series S?
Recomiendo que compres el Series S si quieres este... Bueno, depende de lo que tienes anteriormente, pero si tienes un Xbox One o Xbox One X, recomiendo que compres el Series S porque está más barato y no vas a encontrar nada por años, yo creo.
There you go, man. By the way, see, you can't translate those words. You got to say Series X and all this other shit, you know?
Yeah, and it's kind of awkward because when I speak Spanish, I never talk about video games.
Yeah, that's what fucks me up, you know? Like, if I'm talking about just regular shit, like I'm talking about food, I could, no problem. But with games, it's like, I don't speak this stuff in Spanish, you know?
Yeah.
That's why when I hear Danny, I'm like, that doesn't sound right, you know?
Yo, man, you got to be talking English to talk about some games, Danny.
Yeah. You talk about them games, baby.
You don't talk about them games in English, baby.
Why do we sound like some 1970s pimp?
That's how you say it, Tony.
Yeah.
You go, baby. You sound like a little southern woman at the corner. It's like, you want some of this, baby? I always think about this chick in Chinatown. He's like you like what you see, baby? You like what you see? I don't know how much.
Yo, Adam be like, yo, how many mementos you charge? I don't get the mementos.
Now you're mixing up. Mentos is the candy, not Mementos. Yeah, Mentos.
No, yeah, Mentos is the candy. Mementos is Adam's made-up movie.
Exactly.
Memento is the Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah. Yo, Mementos, that's that place in Persona 5, man.
Memento, that's that place by 5th and 24th. Man, you remember Julio?
You remember Julio, man? He was there.
Awesome skater out of California.
All right, yo, we're crazy right now. Where the fuck are we, Ryan? All right. Logic Wins, we got your question. Actually, here's the thing. his first question is, what are our games of the year? We'll save that for the final show of the year, you know?
Yeah, yay.
So stay tuned for that. All right, his question is,
since we're teasing it, can we tease the date? When is that going to be?
We could tell you, man. Hold on, because, you know.
We got the technology?
We do have the technology. So that will be on December 16th. The last episode of the regular Throwdown. And Carlos, on the 19th, on Sunday, you already know what time it is, man. AMA special. Throw down your questions, man. Let's go.
Shit, I got my favorite four TV shows of this year.
Oh, shit.
Four. There's only four.
Memento is at Bakery Wilfredo. All right. All right, man, let's answer this dude, man's question. All right, why are foreign video game studios like Rocksteady and Eidos Montreal better at handling comic book lore than North American comic book writers? Ooh, spicy. Is it simply... let me finish the question. Is it simply the fact that game studios have more pressure to make their games good since there are millions of dollars at stake? Manny, since you work in the comic book industry, you go first.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like, they get comic book writers to write a lot of those games. So, I mean, if anything, it's like, you know, I don't know if Eidos got, you know, them to do Guardians of the Galaxy, but I feel like in general, it's just sort of reflecting the general idea of what Guardians of the Galaxy is or what Batman is, you know?
Yep, that's pretty much what I was going to say. It's like, with a comic book, these guys have to take into account, like, decades and decades and decades of continuity into whatever stories they're currently mm-hmm. writing. With a video game, you need to distill that character into the essence of what they are. Like with those Arkham games, that's the Batman everybody thinks of. Guardians game, that's the Guardians everybody thinks of. So it's not that the comic book the comic book writers are doing a bad job. It's just they need to compensate with all this other shit that the video game guys don't have to. And like Manny said, a lot of these guys that are writing the video games are comic book writers too. I mean, or they worked on the show. Paul Dini wrote the first two Batman games, Arkham games. He worked on the animated series. It's all about distilling the essence. So it's not that they're doing a better job. It's just they don't have to work with those, like, that baggage of decades of continuity.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's like adapting a film. You sort of cherry pick a lot of the things that of the character, you know, the iconic things of the character, and sort of, you know, put it into a game. Spider-Man, you know, Spider-Man PS4 yeah. pretty much encompasses a bunch of different things that from the Spider-Man lore in it. And they don't have the baggage of having to connect it to any sort of previous continuity.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that game is just as good or better than some of those Spider-Man movies, you know?
Yeah.
Because, again, they could just condense everything to what people... Okay, Spider-Man, Mary Jane, like, everybody knows all the stuff you want in a Spider-Man, it's in there. You know, everything you expect. Mm-hmm. But, again, you pick up a Spider-Man comic, now you're like, what the fuck is going on? Because they have all mm-hmm. this other shit they got to keep in track of, you know? It's not like the old days. Yeah, go ahead.
That's the one... I always feel like the one failing of comics is the continuous narrative that, essentially, when you jump into, on, you know, issue 10... You probably don't know what happened on issue one, you know?
No, you don't.
You're sort of jumping in while the train is moving.
Yeah. I still remember vividly, too, when the first X-Men movie came out, right? I hadn't read X-Men comics for a couple of years. I'm like, let me jump into comics. I picked up one issue. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was so confusing, you know?
Yeah, and back in those, you know, like, the one thing I always thought was really interesting about some of the older...
You didn't have Comic Historian to catch you up back in those days.
You didn't have a Comic Historian, and you didn't, you know, and also, they also didn't, they got rid of the gatefold things. They used to, you know, yeah. give you a bit of a recap of what happened in the previous issues.
Yeah. To be fair to Marvel, now they at least give you a little something, you know?
Yeah, like, they give you a plot summary page now. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what it is. It's not that those guys are doing a better job. It's just... They don't have to work with those constraints. They just give you, hey, this is what people think of this character. Give them that. And that's it. They, mm-hmm. Their job is a little bit easier, you know? All right, man. Go ahead. Anything else? All right, no. All right.
No.
And the last question of the night, unless we get any more questions.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mr. Roman Ronin is back, baby. All right. He goes, hey, Throwdown folks. Hope you guys have been having a good year. Yeah, pretty good, you know? better could be worse.
We'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find it, right? You know, things are, you know, better or worse. All right. This is more of a question comparing video games to another medium. All right. In your opinion, which company has handled its controversy worse? Activision Blizzard or Facebook Meta? All right. What's the controversy with Meta other than the name change?
The misinformation, you know, stuff, and, you know, a bunch of the, you know, the essentially stealing your data, you know, all the data.
Was it that from last year though, or?
Well, they have a lot of.
Because I remember him, Zuckerberg being in front of Congress, but I thought that was like last year. Or did that happen this year? Time's just getting crazy right now.
No, the thing about it is that you're always hearing something, you know, stupid about Facebook. So, to be honest, in the whole scheme of things, what Zuckerberg did isn't publicly thought of as bad as what Activision is being accused of.
Yeah, you said that perfectly. What Activision is being accused of publicly is more horrible than what Facebook is being accused of. Even though you could argue, like, yo, you know, you're fucking security and shit, but you're right, publicly, yeah. I hate to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do this because I don't like Facebook. They did handle their controversy better than Activision. Fucked up. You know, the way they handled it is wrong.
I don't think switching your name helps anything. Yeah. But to be honest, I don't think people are so ingrained into Facebook. Even though they're losing people's data and all kinds of other things and spying on people, all this other stuff, for some reason, that is seen as less of a thing than what happened over there.
Yeah.
You know,
and Activision just handled that wrong. Objectively, they handled it really wrong, you know.
Well, I mean, Activision did what a lot of companies do. They swipe a lot of these things underneath the table, and they think that they can throw money at it.
Yeah.
You know, to make it go away.
Kishak goes, Facebook is worse than Activision because of the Cambridge Analytica data scandal.
Oh, that was early on, yeah, when they sold all our shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, the thing about it is that when you sign up for Facebook, that's all in there. It's not like nobody didn't know anything about it, unless you know the only reason why you and everybody else didn't know is because nobody pays attention to the terms and services.
Yeah. Do you remember a few years back it was linked to that? It was a woman that she was driving down the highway in California and she saw a poster, like an anti-abortion poster, and it showed a picture of a little girl, and that was her daughter. And she was like, "What the hell is this?" She was like, and she looked up on it. She was like, "This can't be right." It's like, we didn't approve this, and where'd they get this image? Well, when you start uploading your images to Facebook, there is a disclaimer saying that they have the right to use it if they decide they need to use any of these images. And so they used a picture of her daughter. In the end, she tried to sue them, and she lost.
Of course, yeah, because she signed. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, here's the thing: it's not like if you, Tony, don't use Facebook that you get out of this.
No,
Facebook still has a shadow profile on you, and they pull and data mine things about you and put in your shadow profile from anybody that you know. So any information that's on the internet gets basically scrubbed and then put into a packet / shadow profile of you. And if you have a profile, they connect it to that. But even if you don't, they still harvest data about you and sell it.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to be anywhere near it. And if we're talking, and, you know, maybe I'm just being iconoclast here, but you know, when we're talking about how well / how badly they handled it, you know, we're talking about response, not necessarily the initial thing that they did the initial thing that they've been accused of. And I got to say, nothing is a worse response than plugging ears and being like, no, I'm a different company now. I'd be like, if they came to arrest you, Tony, and you'd be like, no, I'm Brian now.
Right? I'm Brian Mitchell. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be honest, the only reason why they did it is because of the public stigma that comes with the name Facebook. But they somehow think that that would change people's perception of them.
To be fair, the app is still called Facebook. Just you know,
the app is called Facebook. But yeah, like, people could just complain about when you talk about Facebook, you're only talking about the application or the website. You're not talking about the actual company that essentially produces it.
And what are you talking about, Facebook? My name's Meta now. What are you talking about?
And then the other, and then, But by the way, the other thing, you know about the whole metaverse and what book that came from, right?
Yeah, from whatchamacallit, Snow Crash, right?
It came from Snow Crash.
Yeah.
Now, why would you name yourself after that shit?
Because that's what everybody's, because it's the metaverse now. Everybody's just going with that bullshit. No,
but man, but remember, like Snow, what Snow Crash was essentially undermining the essentially social, the whole internet, because it was all corrupted and horrible.
Yeah.
So when's the site? When's Snow Crash going to happen? Because
it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, Fergus Mills asking us some questions. But the show will keep going, people. Kishak, you know, related to this one, who is worse, Bobby Kotick or Mark Zuckerberg?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to go with Bobby Kotick because he just looks like a
snake. I was just about to say the same thing. Here's the thing. Like, oh, you know, because I don't want to be talking about people's appearances, but. You know, I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm gonna. I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Yeah.
That's just not. It's not. It's not fair to do that. You know.
I think when you threaten someone to their face to kill them if they talk about what's going on at your company, yeah, it's probably really bad. I can't imagine Mark Zuckerberg walking up to a bitch. If you say anything, I'll kill you. Like, I can't imagine him saying that. But Bobby Kotick, he did.
Oh yeah, I can. He looks like.
Or he's accused of. Yeah.
He looks like a person that would essentially, you know, he looks like he's related to another person that was put to jail for this sort of stuff. You know, Miramax.
Oh,
you
know? He looks like Weinstein.
He looks like he's part of the Weinstein family. So I don't know, like they're maybe distant cousins or something. You know, I found out something really interesting.
You're related.
So. It's slightly, yeah, it's related to this. So I was doing research into my old company, 4Kids Productions, or 4Kids Entertainment. And apparently Bobby Kotick was the CEO of my company.
Wow.
When was
back
that?
Back in the 90s when they were under a different name because 4Kids Kids Entertainment handled the test environment for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh.
So when Nintendo came out in New York City, because that Nintendo was the test, New York was the test market. This company was head of that sort of thing, and that's how they got control of the Pokemon franchise later. So it explains why my company, we had a bunch of Nintendo memorabilia all over the place, because it was left over from when they did that stuff. When they were handling the franchises of all the, you know, Nintendo Serial, Super Mario, Super Show, that was all done through the company, through 4Kids, before they were named 4Kids. And Bobby Kotick was the head of it in the 90s.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wild. That's wild.
Yeah.
Bobby Kotick. All right,
maybe that's why Nintendo's throwing them under the bus, because like they're like, yeah, we remember that motherfucker.
Oh man. All right, next question. Fergus Mills, the savior, man. Carlos, you already know, man.
Shout out to Fergus Mills.
Yo, Fergus Mills.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to Adam. He needs a Series X, man.
I need that help.
Talk to Adam, bro. I'm not even joking. Like, seriously, get in touch with Adam. He needs a Series X, man.
Sounds like you need to go to the Mills.
Yes.
Yeah, Mills hook, and not even in that, and also in gaming. Remember, he helped us out in the Division 2. We got that.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Yes, right.
Fergus Mills, man. Shout out. All right. His first question here is, what are some games you only bought because they were dirt cheap and you still feel like you wasted your money on them?
Cyberpunk.
And that was full price.
I know. I just got it on sale 24, and I still regret it. And I was like, I haven't even booted the shit up, and I'm looking at it. Like, why'd I do that?
I hate you.
Why did I even bother doing
it? You bought it?
I did. That was a hate buy. I was like, shit, because you know what?
It's a hate buy.
I hate buy. It's like, motherfucker.
Adam's been locked in a room by himself for like 12 hours, just screaming repeatedly,
Better why? Just by him screaming into a pillow.
You could just say like you clicked off the Xbox tracker and you accidentally had Steam open in the background. You bought it by accident. Trying to buy an Xbox.
Mm-hmm. And buying everything.
That shit's gonna be on Game Pass next month.
He couldn't get an Xbox, so he bought Cyberpunk instead.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh man.
Better why? What was the question again?
But the question was, what games that you bought on discount that you still felt were a waste of money?
Mm. I mean, I feel like, you know, it wasn't games that I bought. It was probably games that my parents might have bought.
Yeah, discount games, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, nobody want to play no Karate Champ. I'm sorry about that.
Shoot, but here's a funny link with that is that Arcade 1-Up was supposed to release a Karate Champ, and people bitched, and they scrapped it.
Yeah, well, because nobody cares about Karate
Exactly. Champ. They're like, what the hell is this shit? And then so for Burger Time, they used the controls to switch for Burger Time.
Damn, Fergus Mills goes, he bought Avengers for $10. He needs his money back. Yeah, you know,
I think about like $20.
Yeah, dude. Right? Yeah, I've never been in this situation. I've never been like one of those bargain bin gamers. You know, I never.
What do you mean? You bought all those shits on Steam, remember? And you're like, I just bought it because it was cheap.
I mean, those are bargain bin games.
Yeah, that is true. I'm talking about like physical, but you're right. You're right. They count, but I haven't played them yet, right, man? You haven't played any of those.
I haven't played my shit either. That's all.
So I don't get nothing, you know.
I regret it because the fact that I'm not playing it. It's like, shit, I have no desire to play it, but I got it because it was on the sale, and I feel like eventually I'll get to it.
Every time y'all say that, I just picture the Mexican dude in a pea suit from Pippin's. What? Pero why?
Pero why?
I mean, I'm sure he probably said it at one
point. I don't know. Anyway, anybody in here? Discount games that you regretted buying?
I've had games that I've regretted buying.
Yes, but yeah, it's got to be discount games, yeah. Like, you bought a game for, like, $5. Like, damn, missed it. It was still overpriced.
You know, there was some 2D version of Dead Island, some kind of Rampage edition.
Okay.
That game is trash. I bought that. It was, like, I don't know. It was discounted on PSN for, like, $4 or $5. I bought it. I played the first level. I deleted it. I'm like, this was trash. Well,
who bought Life of Black Tiger on discount?
I saw the trailer. I couldn't believe Sony promoted that shit.
Yeah, on their fucking channel. You know,
Chris brings up a good point, and he brought up my answer. It's Dead Island.
Oh,
I bought that shit on discount on Steam. Because we needed, me and a couple of friends needed something to play that was co-op, so we got that, and it was on discount. And we started playing. It was nothing but modders and cheaters.
Oh shit!
It was literally unplayable.
That ain't that about
Get
a bitch.
Get
away.
Get away.
All right, man. And the final question. This one is actually pretty. It's current events. You know, what are some of the best Black Friday / Cyber Monday game deals that you've taken advantage of? Has anybody bought any games during the busiest shopping season of the year? Adam did. Cyberpunk.
There you go. I just said that one.
I got to blow my nose.
Nothing beats this one. Holy shit. If I could. So
and you didn't tell us. Screw you, bro.
No, so there's a publisher. You can still do it now. Well, I can't say that. There's a publisher. And this publisher said, listen, there's like 4 or 5 games. If you own any one of these, you can get all the other games for $1.97. Originally $14 and some of them $20 from Nintendo's eShop. And I saw a video. They're all Switch games. So I don't remember the name of the publisher. Look up Switch Corner. That's the channel, and you'll see the guy did a whole breakdown.
It wasn't CD Projekt Red, was it?
No.
They don't have 25 games.
Like, no, they don't have 25. So then I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I'm watching, and they had, Urban Trials. Remember Urban Trials series? That was a competitor to the Ubisoft one. That's like with the Trials HD, that type of thing. Trials Tricky, a bunch of those type of games. Like, damn, $1.97. It's like, let me see. So I go, sure enough, and it recognized that I owned this one game, Arcane, I think it was called. And it says, oh, because you own this, you qualify for the discount. If not, you would have to pay $14. So I got all these games for $1.97. I think they're still up there. So.
Yo, man, you gotta hook us up with that link, man.
I mean,
look at Adam.
You skimping on us, Adam?
A little bit. I think so. I mean, he gets what he wants, and then he goes off.
Oh, by the way, some people in the chat are posting some of the stuff they bought. All right, Logic Wins. He got Guardians of the Galaxy with $25. That's been on.
Nice. That's a good buy right there.
Fergus, I got Guardians also. So shout out to Logic Wins, I didn't get the $25 because. The 25 is only for the physical copy, and I wasn't going to go with no physical.
Yeah, we don't do that around here.
I mean, he just offloaded his physical shit. Why are you going to buy more?
Yeah, no need, man. No need.
Fergus Mill says he copped Life is Strange True Colors for $15. I traded in for more than that. Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, no, no games. So I didn't buy anything. I did buy something else, though.
Uh-oh.
You know?
What'd you get, Ray?
Yeah.
What'd you buy?
I bought myself the Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 FE, man. 12 inches, baby. You know? Comics look great on this. Yeah, I literally just bought this to read fun comics, man.
Yeah, need it. You need
Manny, it actually takes up the whole screen. One. Like, it's an actual comic page, you know? It's great.
It's a folding one. Holy
shit. Yo, no, it's not folding. I just bought a cover. You know,
the folding one is amazing.
Yeah, so this shit is dope. I bought this for myself. $4.29. It's normally $5.29. So save myself some money, you know? Got my comic apps, you know? Shit, don't drop this motherfucker. No. Got my Marvels, you know?
Yeah, no, it looks good. That's good.
I'm happy about that. So that's, I treated myself. Nice. You know? Carlos, didn't you buy some stuff?
I bought gaming related. Let me
see. We can say anything related now. You know, I'm pretty sure it's electronics that you bought yourself, you know?
I bought a portable SSD, 1 terabyte. Yeah. It was really good. It's normally like $200 and it was like $100.
Oh, shit.
So I got that. I got a power adapter. I got a backpack for $20. That's like one of the best reviewed backpacks on Amazon. Like a lot of, and I saw a couple of reviews.
Is it JanSport?
Yo, send me that link.
JanSport
back in the day. Come on, you remember when that shit was hot, though? Everybody wanted a JanSport.
Run those tassels. Run those tassels, boy. I need those tassels.
I'll tell you which one it is. It's a Matane Travel Laptop Backpack.
Oh, okay. Yo, Carlos, send me that link, man. I need that shit, man.
It's not even that expensive. It's like $40, I guess, MSRP, but it was on 20 in Black Friday. So I copped that. It was on a Lightning deal. It's like $30 now.
Oh shit! That's still not too bad though.
It's funny. I was on Amazon and I did see this bag being advertised. Excuse me.
Oh yeah. Semi-related question, but I'll ask it later.
I got a micro SD card for $109. Usually it's $137.
I almost bought a hard drive, I mean, SSD for PS5, but I'm like, I don't need that shit right now.
Don't need it.
Oh, I bought AirPods.
Oh shit! Which ones? The three?
The third? Yeah, third generation. I got them for $140, so I was like, all right, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I find it funny how I'm working at Texas. I just picked this up randomly. Now, like, I don't cover AirPods, but I know about that. You know? Good really stuff, good. Man. I almost bought the fucking Kindle, man, but I stopped myself because I really don't need it. You know, I just literally the only reason I want to buy the new Kindle is because it has USB-C charging. That's the only reason. I'm like, Tony, don't spend $100 just because of that.
No.
You know,
yeah, no, I got the Paperwhite. Never fucking.
By the way, I use that shit all the time, man.
So I also bought masks that were on sale.
Oh shit, Fat Kid deals.
That's right. Yeah, Fat Kid deal masks. Yeah. And also my nephews aren't listening to this. I guess as a package deal, like we all pitched in as a family and we bought like gaming PCs for two.
Oh shit. That's what's up.
Yep.
Get them started, man. Oh, okay. Semi-related question. One subset. Does everyone read digital comics opposed to physical comics? I do. I stopped. I don't have room for that shit, man.
Don't want paper cuts.
Yeah.
I do both. Manga.
With comics and books, the instant I switched to digital, I started reading way more of them because it's easy. Just fucking download them and you're good. You know, I still remember Chris, man. This was back in you and Manny's old place. You had the iPad, right? You put a comic on there. I was like, holy shit, this is crazy because it was the best of both worlds. Physical, I'm holding something, but the comics are all there. You know, I was like, this is crazy. You know, so I'm really happy with this purchase. I'm like, because I've been using, I hate to put this advertised, but I've been using his iPad for a while, right? For comics, but the thing is, it doesn't fit the whole book, so I gotta like turn it and shit. It's fucking annoying. Now it's just because I know they have like guided viewer comics. I don't like that shit. I'm old school. I just want it on one page. You know, so I'm pretty happy about that. I did
the two pages on one.
Yeah, like no, like because it's like one page that you still gotta turn if it's like a double spread. Manny, what's the name of that again?
Page spread. You had it right.
Okay, I did have it right. But like a single page is just like it's just there. You know, I'll show you an example.
Well, like this, I got my iPad Pro. And you see that's my comics.
Yeah, there you go, man. Mighty Nurse says, I did get Scott Pilgrim versus the World on 4K Blu-ray for $9.99. That's not bad, dude. Not bad.
That's a good movie.
Yo, yep. I saw some site, I think it was actually Walmart. They were tripping. $20 for Black Widow DVD.
Oh, the DVD?
DVD. What? I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You know?
What's the DVD?
Exactly. Like, who the fuck knows what that shit is? You know?
Old people. No.
Yeah, right on. That's DVD back in my day.
The DVD.
Well, I mean, usually when they come out, it's like the way it was in the old days. They're like cheaper, and then they go back. Then the prices go back up again.
Yeah,
okay, weren't DVDs like almost $100 back in the day?
VHS
were VHS ones. I remember they were expensive, like $70-$80 for a movie.
Nice. Man, it's a new Alien comic.
Huh?
The new Alien comic. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, is that done by Marvel?
It's Marvel. Yeah, it's Marvel. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I was surprised. I was like, what happened?
Since they got the 20th Century Fox licenses now.
Yeah, because usually with these series, I'm like, I'll at least read the first issue. Show this. I'm like, it's up to issue 6. I'm like, it's actually decent. What else? One sub said, I like paper cuts. Listen, no judgment here, man. Although, because we got to fill up a little bit of time. This is one thing I can't fucking stand, man. And I don't talk about like buying digital books too much on Twitter, because every single time, without fail, I just bought this on Kindle. I prefer physical books. I don't give a fuck. Do you see me going to your thread talking about, I buy digital? Why do you care? You know, it annoys the shit out of me, you know? I don't know why people do that. Like, every time, consistently. I just bought this comic, but I just downloaded this comic. I prefer physical comics.
Well, then go buy it.
Good for you, you know? Good for you. But again, I don't go into these people's threads. I don't care. Do what makes you happy, bruh. You know?
It's because you're Tony with a check mark. That's why.
No, but it's not that. It's like, no, it's because I'm a fucking adult and I respect other people's opinions and decisions. That's why, you know? I'm not insecure about my shit, you know?
Man, I think one of these days I'm going to pull the trigger on an Android tablet.
That's what I swear by, man.
Because that's the only way I can, you know, get a lot of manga into the tablet.
Oh, yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
I noticed you were a little bit careful with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mighty Nerd, why not? We're going crazy right now. You have a comic book question, go ahead and ask it. You know, you have experts here, you know?
You do have a comics professional.
Yeah, you have a comics professional and a bunch of super nerds. So you're in good company here. You know, ask away, sir.
I'll be in the bench if you need manga questions.
By the way, Carlos, I heard the new Kindle, because it's almost like it's apparently manga is like best at 7 inches, and the new Kindle is almost 7 inches. So apparently, it's a good manga reading machine.
Yeah, it's like the paperback.
Paperback size. Yeah, the little ones, right? The little manga.
Yeah, books. But the issue is the Kindle store, because it does have some mangas. It doesn't have a lot. Least not, and they're just complicated, man. Like there's some mangas that I was looking at on the Kindle, and I'm like, okay, so if I want to get this series, I have to pay for each single fucking individual volume. They don't have an option where it's like, okay, buy the complete series. It's like it's annoying, man, because the single like volumes are expensive on the Kindle.
Yeah.
So it's like pay like $20 per volume, and it's like, all right, I can just get the physical for like half the price.
Yeah. All right. Mighty. I don't know if we can answer this question, man. Even if Manny knew the answer, he probably couldn't tell you because it's NDA shit. Do any of you guys know if and when Marvel will reprint Marvel's War of Kings omnibus?
No.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
No. I mean, to be honest, a lot of reprints and all that stuff is not really told to the team. You know, we don't. It's sometimes it's a big of a surprise to us when a lot of these sorts of things come out.
So, I was about to say, sometimes Manny doesn't know when he gets his own fucking book. His own books, you know.
No, I mean, to be honest, like, you know, they don't tell you the date that your book is. The only date that you get is the date when your printing date is when it's due. As far as, I mean, to be honest, like Kari always checks previews. to see if to see when his books are dropping, because editorial will never tell you that.
Yeah. By the way, I should be like, hey, you could get War of Kings right now digitally. You know. Have anyone read Kim Despawn? What's Kim Despawn?
Kim Spawn?
I don't know what Kim
Spawn.
King Spawn? I think he's probably being King Spawn. I stopped reading Spawn after issue 100. After McFarlane officially left, that's when I dropped off. You know?
I heard it. I mean, granted, King Spawn, the number one, or you know, Spawn Universe or whatever it was, I think it did really well for him.
Yeah, Spawn comics still do well, you know.
All power to Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
You know, and all that stuff. I mean, I'm sure that's the most his Spawn books have made in years.
Yeah,
well, but I also think that that's also him making that decision to essentially allow Spawn to be in the new Mortal Kombat game. So it's sort of re-energized the franchise.
Yeah.
Spawn's been in like all the Mortal Kombat games for the last 2 years.
I was just curious. There's War Kings right there.
No, I mean, he wasn't in the last Mortal Kombat game. He was only in this recent one that just came out.
Yeah, he wasn't in 10.
He wasn't in
10. They had Jason. No. Jason was
Jason, and I think Predator was in one of them. You know,
yeah, Ninja Turtles were in the other one too.
Yeah, well,
Soul Calibur. That's what it was.
Yeah, he was in Soul Calibur.
By the way, going back to what we were talking about before with like comics and the history. By the way, that was just one. Look at all these. This is all you got to read to understand War of Kings. Look at all this shit you got to read. These aren't single issues. There's like multiple issues within each of these things you could click on. That's not easy for people to get into, you know?
Yeah, it's not conducive to new readers, that I feel like sometimes it could be a little bit overwhelming. Yeah. One thing about manga, at least there's one there's one series that you can keep going back to. You don't need to have a friggin' checklist of what mini series is and stuff that you have to go back to. You know, Naruto, you want to find out what happened at the beginning of Naruto?
Go to read number one.
Number one, as opposed to like there's a bunch of like, hey, want to know how Spider-Man got the symbiote suit? You got to read Secret Wars. See?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. All right, I think we're done here, man. Good show. Let us plug some stuff. Manny, what you got?
Well, I got this new one that I think is coming out next week. I don't know, but, you know, because they don't tell me these things. But usually if I get them a week in advance from DC, it usually comes out. So this one is called Gotham City Villains Anniversary Giant Number One. So essentially it's a book about a bunch of mini stories about a bunch of different villains. Cool pinups, all kinds of stuff like that. So reason why I have this is because me and Kari did a pinup. Be honest, we did the pinup that's in this book in 2020, early 2020, and then it got removed. So now it's great to finally have this thing out and good stuff. So yeah, that's going to be out next week. Obviously, as always, excellence is real. Still working on that. I keep saying it. But we're working on it. Not the final issue, but issue number 12 is coming out. And yeah, I mean, stay tuned for anything else. I'll let you know if there's any sort of throwdown draws and stuff. But my next few months is going to get pretty busy, which I can't fully talk about as of yet.
All right, Adam, what you got?
Not much. I mean, we're going to have another episode of I Am Negan this week to cover two things. Cover the finale. The series finale for World Beyond. Thank God that shit is over. Yes, it's over. So we'll cover that. And then we will cover the mid-season break. Episode 8 for Fear the Walking Dead. Season 7. So if you're into Walking Dead, there you go. I Am Negan. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Coalition, the UbiTubes, and all that jazz.
All of that good stuff.
Y'all should tune into the show just so you can hear Richard Bailey Jr.'s thoughts on War Beyond and the mid-season finale.
Oh, it's absolutely trash.
Oh, he got real hot. He was sending texts. He was sending texts to me. Then he started copying and putting Carlos on it. He's like, what the fuck? He just went. He got him mad. All of it got him mad. The mid-season got him mad. So he said, I got words. I was like, all right.
I have something controversial to say.
That's something controversial.
Man, Rich, man. All right, man. Make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on the YouTubes. And if you are watching us on YouTube, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and all that other stuff. Hit the bell, all that shit. Join the Discord where Mob Hits is always dropping them crazy-ass rumors. Some of them come out
to be true. He's dropping some hits.
He's dropping the bits, you know. You can find Throwdown on any podcast app. That's two words, Throwdown Show. Any podcast app you can think of, we're on all of them. We could visit throwdownshow.com to listen to the past episodes and visit throwdownshow.com to, links down there. Also, as always, thank you guys for joining us. And for the Americans who celebrated, I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you guys ate and continue eating. You know, them leftovers ain't done yet, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So good stuff, man. And good luck on Cyber Monday. Hope you find some good stuff out there, people. You already know, man. All right. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vail.
Yeah, have a good week, people.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Monjoma.
My, said Brian to his RTX 3080. Non-TI.
Oh, I like that. That's a Christmas rhyme right there, man.
It's also a...
Yo, but ain't the TI though, Brian. What's up? Yeah, right? Yeah. Ain't no lie. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, for some reason, I had the Weird Al version of the right stuff stuck in my head. I got the white stuff, baby. Remember that shit? Oreo. What's in the middle?
By the way, before we finish, want to let everyone know if y'all got any recommendations on places to eat or things to do in New York, let me know. I'm taking any and all suggestions.
Damn, man, so our suggestions aren't good enough, man.
Your suggestions are on the queue.
Yeah, the queue. You know, you're in New York. We say line around here, man. You know,
and the lines.
All right, subway lines.
not those type. Not the lines that a lot of people think are. You know, I'm
talking about. This is dreams of passion.
All right, people. We'll see you on Thursday, man. Later.
Later.
Later.